Okay, so we were talking about how to calculate the properties of molecules, and it turned out that almost everything, or really everything you can know about molecules, is contained in this equation. So this is the full Hamiltonian for molecule, and there's a kinetic energy term of the electrons, and then the kinetic energy term of the nuclei. And the attractive Coulomb nuclei electron interactions, the repulsive electron-electron interactions, and the repulsive nuclei-nuclei interactions. And we started out by saying that we can make a first simplification by fixing the nuclei. So we don't allow the nuclei to move, and then it eliminates this kinetic energy term for the nuclei, and we get a Schrodinger equation for the motion of the electrons. We'll come back to this later because, in fact, the nuclei are moving. But first, we solve for the motion of the electrons while the nuclei are standing still, and we're allowed to do this because the electrons are much lighter than the nuclei. And so here we have the equation we need to solve. This last term includes the positions of the nuclei, but it's just a constant. This equation for the electrons is still difficult to solve because of these electron-electron interactions. And as a first approximation, what we do is just neglect this term. And when we neglect the electron-electron interactions, then the first part here is the sum over all electrons, the kinetic energy of that electron, plus the potential energy of that electron in the presence of the different positive nuclei. And at this point, the sum over I just repeats that Hamiltonian over and over again for each electron. Every electron sees the same positive nuclei. The kinetic energy term is the same for all of them. So even though there may be many electrons in the molecule, we only need to solve just once this molecular orbital Hamiltonian. And the molecular orbital Hamiltonian is the kinetic energy of one electron and then the potential given by all of the positive nuclei. So what I want to do today is to try to solve this problem, to try to solve the molecular orbital problem. And maybe it's not surprising that the method we use for finding a solution to the Schrodinger equation in this case is a sort of guessing. So we guess the form of the solutions. When we know the guess, then we can calculate the energy that goes with it. And we hope that our guess is good enough that it gives us relevant information.